Love Talk Radio.
Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Truth and Message. God is so good. I'm just so thankful for all that God is doing in my life. I'm so thankful for all you that joined me tonight on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. I just thank God for his presence. I just thank God for his breath. I thank God for life. I thank God for his strength. I thank God for him teaching me and guiding and directing me and showing me the different things about him that's inside of me, showing me the different elements of him. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm just so at awe. And I just so love God because he so loved me. I'm thankful that God showed me how to love when I didn't know how to love, when I wasn't capable of receiving it or giving it. And my God still poured his love on top of me. He still surrounded me with the love of Jesus Christ. He still showed me that I had a Savior. He still showed me that I had a Lord. He still showed me that I was free inside of him. And I'm so thankful. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over healing, strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for more. We long for a new understanding of who you are, Father God. Continue to reveal your face to us, God, Father God. Continue to reveal your understanding to us, Father God. Continue to align us up with being pleasing unto you, Father God. We want to do all things that please you, Father God, and nothing that please ourselves, Father God, because if we're in alignment with your will, everything that we do shall desire to please you, Father God, to walk in the newness of who you called us to be and do the things that you called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's title is called Please God, What's Your Action Answer? Hallelujah. As I've been really just meditating and talking to my Father, he's been really giving me the word please. Hallelujah. And please mean the feeling or showing pleasure and satisfaction, especially at an event or a situation, willing or glad to do something. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand that God is willingly and glad to do things for us. Hallelujah. But he wants us to get to the point where we're willing and glad to do something. It say without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. We got to be willingly through our faith, believing that he is who he is, knowing that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. So we need faith to please him, but we need to believe that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We got to be willingly and glad to do that, to walk out in faith, walk by faith and not by sight. We got to walk out and do what God called us to do, the way God called us to do it. See, a lot of us want to walk in God's will and live out God's will, but we don't want to walk in obedience to what God wants us to do. God will call you to do some stuff that makes no sense to no one, but long as you know through the relationship that you have with God that he calls you to do it, you will have the strength to be able to do whatever he called you to do. And John's 8, we're going to be in John's 8 today, and this one Jesus was talking to the Pharisees. Hallelujah. We're going to be in John's 8, and I'm going to start at verse number 23. Hallelujah. And he was making a difference between the devil and him. Hallelujah. And I just want to pull out and release to you what my Father released to me through the Holy Spirit. And it's saying, he said to them, you are from beneath, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. I said, therefore, to you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. One thing we need to understand that we all are going to die in something. Are you going to die in God or are you going to die in your sins? Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand is say we all fall short of the glory. So we all have something. Hallelujah. But you need to understand the difference of dying in what you were in. Hallelujah. Because God provokes us and releases through us through the Holy Spirit where we are in our life. Hallelujah. That's why God kept putting back into my spirit about bringing back to remembrance. It's so many people that don't want to look back at their past or see what it is. They so used to blanking out what they used to be where they don't see sins that's so random in their life. They don't see things that have become normal to them. Hallelujah. They just because they have lived it so, they have faked it so long. Hallelujah. Because I was so fake in so many different areas of my life and God allowed me to see the realness in the life of being true to who I am and being okay with being flawed and being okay with being imperfect, but being perfect inside of him because I'm being who he created me to be. But in man's eyes, you're imperfect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say, then say they to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, even the same that I said to you from the beginning. Hallelujah. They say, you know how sometimes you say stuff to people from the beginning, you explain who you are, and people want to keep coming back to you, asking you who you are. I have told you who I was from the beginning. You know it's something different about me. Hallelujah. But you don't want to pay attention. You just want to pick out the stuff that you think is wrong, not knowing the wrong is the truth. Because a lot of things that they thought was wrong with Jesus was the truth about what God God's will was or who God was saying he was called to be, but he was comfortable with being that. See, God wants us to get to the point where we're comfortable with being who he called us to be. It say, I have many things to say to you and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. He say, I have many things to say and judge, but the things that I speak is true. Hallelujah. And say, they understood not that he spoke to them of the Father. Then said Jesus to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he sent me, and he that sent me is with me, and the Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. It say, for he that sent me has not left me alone. It say, he that sent me is the Father, has not left me alone, for I always do those things which please him. One thing we need to understand, when God sends you somewhere, you are never alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He would not leave you alone. If he sent you somewhere, he's there with you. And all the things that you do must please God. Hallelujah. You got to be willing and glad to do something. Be obedient to what he's calling you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Take on the feelings of God, the pleasures of God, of what he wants you to receive, what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, a lot of people want to please man. And in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4, I believe it's 1 Thessalonians, but I wrote down 2, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4, say, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which tries our heart. Now, this was Paul speaking to them. He say, but as we was allowed of God to be put in trust. One thing you need to understand, when God, Jesus said that where he sent me, God, he that sent me, God sent him, the Father sent him. He did not leave him alone, and he do all things to please him. And then Paul is saying that, but as we are allowed of God to be put in trust, God trusted you to do the works that he called you to do. See, sometimes when things are going right in God's will, man will think it's going wrong. We are always trying to please someone else, but you have to please God. Hallelujah. Put trust with the gospel of who Jesus Christ is, the gospel of bringing people to salvation, to understanding of who God is, to building on a personal relationship. So we speak not as pleasing of man. One thing you need to understand, that you will never be able to please man trying to give man what you think they need. When God is sending you out here to do the gospel and entrusting you to live out his will, letting you know that you're never alone. You always supposed to do things that please him, because you supposed to be willing and gladly to do what he called you to do, not pleasing a man, because man will want you to bend over backwards and do crazy things and go through hoops and hurdles just to say that what you are doing is right. But when you're with God, God won't allow you to go through the different things you're going to need to go through. Hallelujah. Now, we go through trials, we go through persecution, we go through tribulation. What is the necessary point to go through all the stuff you got to go through with God? Trials, tribulations, persecution. This is when Jesus said, you leave everything, your mother, father, and everything for my sake, you will gain all that 100-fold plus persecution. Why would you go through all the things? They say when you go through tribulation, you gain patience, then you get experience, and then you get hope. Why would you go through all that in God's will and then go through the things that what man wants you to go through the extra? Let's not grab hold of extra. Hallelujah. And say, not pleasing to man, but to God, which tries the heart. See, God tries your heart. God is always searching your heart. God is always looking at the heart of a matter. Hallelujah. That's why when it's always talking about the sword, the seeds, and anything, it's always talking about the heart. What the heart of God is trying to teach you. What the heart of God is saying. Hallelujah. And what he called you to do. Are you willing? It says, please God, what's your action answer? His action answer is for you to please him. His action answer is for you to please him and be willingly and gladly doing in obedience what he called you to do. Know wherever he sent you to go and do, you're never alone, that he's with you. But you always should be willing to please him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you his disciples indeed. One thing we need to understand, when we come into God, we have to continue in his word. He said, if you continue in my word. He didn't say if you read my word one time. He said, if you continue. When you continue in something, you're constantly doing it. You're always doing it. You continue, like say it's a movie. You watch a movie, or say it's a television series, and they go for a next season. They continue the previous season, and they start off a new season. But you continue in that. They continue writing the scripts. They continue the actors, all the actors performing out the scenes and doing all the different things. They continue that. Just like with a chapter. And the chapter in the book, you read a book, you go to the next chapter, it's continuing on from what it was. Even if it's a different topic, it's still continuing from what the previous title of the book was. But it's just the chapters, there's different layers that you need to know to continue through the book to get the full understanding of what the book is being said. What the book of the what the writer was meaning when the writer was writing the book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So continue, hallelujah. Continue in his word, hallelujah, and every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, when you continue in his word, when you continue to stay in his word, to lay at his feet, to trust and believe him, you shall know the truth. Anytime you continue in something, you continue to walk in it, you shall know the truth. God have called me to do some amazing things, and I continue in him, knowing that he's with me, that I'm never alone, and I'm continuing to see the truth because I stay in his word. Hallelujah. And that's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. By the mercy of God that he wake me up every day to continue his word. That he wake me up with a willing heart, that I ask him to search my heart. And he showed me my heart. He exposed things in me that's not of him for me to repent. Hallelujah. Lay at his feet and say, God, give me more of you. Pour more of you of the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lead me into the truth, Father God. And he lead me into the truth. And the truth makes me free. When it say makes, we talked about make the other day, how when you make something, when you make something, it's a process of something. So he's making you free. When God comes to you, one thing we need to understand about being make free, a lot of people just think as soon as you come to him, you just free. You is free, but your mind has to receive the freedom. Your heart has to receive the freedom. Your body has to receive the freedom. Your mouth has to receive the freedom. Your feet have to receive the freedom. Your hands have to receive the freedom. Your body has to receive the freedom because you got to transform your mind. You got to change your mind of the old process of how you thought. You got to offer your body as a living sacrifice. You got to allow God to guide and direct your hands and your feet, guide and direct you. You got to give a new heart. He said in Ezekiel, we talked about it last week, I will give you a heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you. He want to give you a new heart. He want to give you understanding. He wants you to be word in flesh. Your body is to be the word in flesh. Hallelujah. You are supposed to be a new thing. So making it, he's informing you and transforming into who he created you before you was put inside your mother womb. But it's a process, and you got to realize that as God is guiding and directing you, he's going to show you things. He's bringing back to remembrance all things he said unto you, how he's showing you how to walk in the trueness of who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God know where you are. He know the truth that you need. He know the correction, the rebuke, the training, and the teaching that you need to develop to be who all he called you to be. Hallelujah, because sometimes we doubt ourselves. We doubt that we're not good enough. Hallelujah, because when you get to the point where you're trying to please man and always trying to satisfy man and want man to approve and appreciate you, hallelujah, you have to realize there's always going to be somebody that never approve you, never appreciate you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Like Jesus told them, y'all ain't going to know who I am until I'm gone, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It said, Jesus said to them, this is 21, I didn't even read this, Jesus, I go my way and you shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot go, hallelujah, because they didn't know who he was. You have to realize a lot of people ain't gonna know who you are. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. That's a good thing. They don't know who you are. They don't need to know who you are. It's okay. They answered him, we are Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How say you, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say, whoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Hallelujah. See, you have to realize we have... A lot of people be so stuck of who they related to, the inheritance, hallelujah, of who you are, who you connected to, that you want to admit the things that's inside of you. It don't make a difference who you are connected to, hallelujah. If you don't acknowledge the things that God is trying to show you and the things that God is trying to teach you, you will never be truly transformed. You won't be able to walk in the freedom of being made free, hallelujah, because you will always have that mindset. See, Jesus was trying to tell them. He never said he was trying to tell them what they was caught up in, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's saying the servants abide not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said this, he told them they were servants. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Hallelujah. He said, I know that you are Abraham's seed. Jesus knew who they was. he didn't say that, but he was trying to get them to know that you still had sin inside of you. Just because you're connected to Abraham, that don't mean you don't got no sin inside of you. Just because you're connected to somebody that's a strong pastor or leader or have a strong anointing and have a lot of faith, that don't mean nothing about what you got inside of you. The connections that you have with people do not stop the who you serving, because they could be serving God, but you, that don't mean you serving God. Who are you serving? Who are you a servant to? Hallelujah. See, God wants us all to be able to be real and just open and let God show us who we are truly a servant to, because God tries our heart. We can really think that we're somewhere, we're really not, because we have not surrendered our heart to God. God has revealed so much to me. Oh, Lord Jesus, he has revealed so much to me, stuff I didn't even know, and I'm just thank him. Even when I would just lay there and cry like, wow, God, I didn't even know that's how I was, but I'm thankful that you exposed it to me, that you exposed it to me, that you exposed it to people that was going to help me and not try to destroy me, but try to build me and guide me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that is the best part of it. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Hallelujah. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to him, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus says to him, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and come from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. One thing you need to understand, he said, I come forth from God. I did not come of myself, but God sent me. Hallelujah. One thing you need to understand, where God sent you some places, it's going to be people that don't believe you. It's going to be people that say they know God, but don't. And God called you to do some work, but you still do what you're called to do. Hallelujah. Because they need to receive it. One thing we need to understand, last week we talked about where Paul planted, Apollo water, and God gave the increase. When you give something, you transfer something willingly. God will give the increase that they need. But God might send you somewhere just to plant the seed. And God don't have other people come and water. God know how much water they need, hallelujah, for them to grow, for them to get the increase, for them to bear the fruit that they need to bear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because it says how they rejected him. Hallelujah. But it doesn't go back and tell us how all them individuals that was there, if they eventually received him after they crucified him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we have to realize when Peter and them came, and Peter and them was preaching the gospel and came and was telling about Jesus Christ after that he raised him and he rose from the dead and told them how they killed and persecuted him, and it was so many people that was coming. It was some that was still against it, but you never know the ones that actually talked to him and witnessed him and then came back and seen that he rose again and seen his disciples that was with him if they came to Jesus. They probably had to be planted by Jesus and then watered by the disciples or watered by the actions of God's word. Hallelujah. Because some of us need to understand that God's word, it waters us by the actions of what you do. The actions. It says, please, God, what are your action answers? One thing we need to understand, some people can be watered by your actions. God can have planted a seed in them, and you have actions of being obedient to God or going and doing. A lot of people receive Jesus because of his actions. His actions, he planted, he spoke, but they also received because they seen the trust that he had in God. He walked out God's will. He did God's will the way God called him to do it. He didn't try to shortcome. Even the time when Jesus went and praise to God and say, he said, remove this cup from me. And then he said, not my will, thy will. Hallelujah. But he went and said that to God by himself at the mountain. Because we have to be honest. We all have times. The strongest of us that have faith, we all have times when we cry out to God and say, God, I can't do it without you. Send your angels to me. Help me out, Father God. I'm trusting you. I'm standing your word. I'm here because of you. Because I would have never came and did nothing if I was not living out your will, if I was not trusting your voice, if I was not believing you, if I was not standing on your word, I would not be doing this. But I trust you, Father. I breathe you, Father. I live because of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that brings life and water into certain people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? Now, Jesus was saying to him, why don't you understand my speech? He said, because you cannot hear my word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Hallelujah. So he let them know that they are of the devil because they're speaking lies. One thing we need to understand, Jesus said to them that they were of Abraham's seed. So if they were of Abraham's seed, that means they were supposed to receive the inheritance of what Jesus was coming to bring, the new covenant, the covenant that God made with them. And he said that they were of their father was the devil, letting them know that you're serving sin. Well, I want to just go to Matthew 17. Matthew 17, when Jesus was being transfigured, God came out of the cloud and said, "This is my beloved son. With him I am well pleased." God was well pleased with him. God was willingly and glad to do something for Jesus. God was willingly to be there for Jesus. He was willing because God sent him. One thing you need to understand, when you are doing the work that God calls you to do, he's well pleased with you. Hallelujah. And he told them, "Hear you him." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is going to confirm you and say, "I'm well pleased, hear you him," because God was saying that to let them know that he's saying what I'm calling him to say. He's speaking what I'm calling him to speak. He's going and doing what I called him to do. Hallelujah. But Jesus was saying to them that their father was the devil and they was a lust and he was a murderer and he was a liar and the truth is not in him. He let them know that you was in Abraham, but now I'm here telling you the truth. I am sent here to reveal the truth to you, to open you up to the truth, to plant the truth inside of you. But see, you know when you in Matthew 13 and say the seeds that was sown on the wayside is the ones where the devil came and snatched it out their heart. So if they believed, so they couldn't believe, so they couldn't be converted and come to the truth of it. So he was saying, "I'm planting seeds inside of you, but the enemy coming to snatch because he's a murderer. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. You think you know the father, but I'm trying to tell you what the truth of the father is. Like, you knew the truth of the father Abraham and what you read, but now I'm bringing the truth of who God is right now. The past, present, and future. God is past, present, and future. He said, I was there then, today, and forevermore. God is going to always be there. The past, present, and future. When God show us who we are in the Holy Spirit, he show us the past, he show us the present, he show us the future. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he allowed me to see all areas of my life so I won't judge people that have been through things, because I know if God did all the things and delivered, Lord God, he delivered me from a lot of things. Hallelujah. And he still delivered me from stuff that I didn't even know I need deliverance from. But I thank God for loving me like that. And he's showing me, if he did it for me, he could do it for someone else. And he showed me where the father lies had hold of me, that I lived in a lie, that I rejected the truth, that I didn't want to live in the truth, that I didn't want to tell the truth, that I didn't want to accept the truth, because the father lies had me. It seemed so good. The lie was so good. It was so amazing, because I built my life off of it. Hallelujah. Because I was so used to running from the truth, I didn't want to receive the truth because no one around me was giving me the truth. And no one seeked to know the truth about who I was. So I developed the lie of who I was. And the lie became so good and it had took so much root in me where I had a character of the lie of who I was. I had a character of the identity of the lie of who I was. And God had to rip that identity out of me. God had to destroy that identity out of me. And it took time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he had to show me who the real father was. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he was letting them know. And that's what he was trying to let them know. Like, you don't know the true father. You have the father of lies. Hallelujah. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. See, a lot of people don't believe the truth. When you tell them the truth, they don't believe you. But one thing we need to understand, Jesus didn't beat them upside their head and call them stupid and call them all out of names and all different things because they didn't receive the truth. He just gave them the truth. Some people would take time for the truth to truly set in on them. How long did it take the truth to set in on you? Because this is an area where the truth, it took a long time. And I'm like, oh, Lord, God. Oh, Jesus. Like, when the truth finally kicked in, like, oh, my God. How long did it take that to come? But I'm thankful that it came, and God is just so good, and I'm just, oh, Lord, he is amazing. Which of you conveys me of sin? Who of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's word. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. So he was letting them know that y'all think y'all of God, but y'all don't hear his word. God said to Jesus' disciples, "This is my beloved son. I am well pleased. Hear you him." Jesus said, those who are of God hear his word. See, when you are of God, you begin to hear his word. Hallelujah. A lot of people want to know why they can't hear, because you still have not received who your true father is. You're still not receiving things that God has sent. Hallelujah. See, you have to realize a lot of people looked at Jesus because he was a carpenter. Hallelujah. In the background that he came from, and they didn't feel like he was educated enough. He was unlearned. He wasn't who they thought they wanted to, who they thought Jesus was supposed to be, so they didn't want to receive the word. But I want to encourage the ones that don't want to receive the word, and I want to encourage the ones that's going out and doing God's work. Don't give up. If God has sent you, know that you're not alone, that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He sent you there for a reason. He sent you to do the things that you're doing for a reason. And the word, and the ones that don't want to receive it, believe that God sent them to you to plant that word inside of you. Hallelujah. It might take a little bit of time, a manifestation, but sometimes we got to be hit with the truth and be told that we are liars and we are stuck in lies. Hallelujah. For you to be planted and watered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The truth needs to be watered in you enough so God can give you the increase to freely transfer you the truth, to increase you, to show you. And then you will look back like, wow, I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you have to realize some people are just sent for a time. Like Jesus was sent in front of them Jews, but he wasn't meant to stay there with them. He wasn't meant to disciple them up, but he was meant to plant inside of them. It's some people that you're going to come across in your life where you just meant to plant some seeds. You either meant to plant some seeds or sprinkle a little water on them, and you're supposed to go. You ain't supposed to disciple them up into who they're supposed to be, but you are called to plant. And that's why when God sends you, you got to go and do all God tell you to do and say all the things that God called you to say. And that's just something that my father is teaching me, and I'm just so thankful. And I love God. I love him with my heart. I love him with his heart. I love him with my mind. I love him with his mind. God is so good. I thank you all for joining me tonight. I just pray all you receive the word. That's what the Spirit was saying. And just be encouraged. Y'all just don't know. This just encouraged me so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why I'm so thankful. One thing God is teaching me, when we teach the word of God and teach what God is releasing through us, it's sometimes the message is for us and encourages us. And it's just so powerful. And it's just so, yeah, just focus on pleasing God. Not man, pleasing God. God called us to do work for man, but you got to not be so stuck on pleasing man where you're not doing the will of God. God trusts you with what he called you to do. Please him. He say, if you please him, believe it. He is who he is. He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Have faith in what he called you to do. Hallelujah. Know that he's well pleased and he's calling people to hear you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus say, they who are of God will hear his word. Hallelujah. And the ones that need to hear and know who you are, they will. And one thing we need to understand, some people is not meant to know. The Jews, Jesus say, y'all don't know me. They not supposed to know you, but that don't mean you ain't supposed to do your work. One thing we need to understand, we got to get out of this, out of our minds, that just because someone don't know you, just because they can't see in the spirit, that don't mean you don't do the work of God. No, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. He is not going to murder what God called you to do, because it say anyone that hates their breathing is a murderer. Hallelujah. And the devil was a murderer from the beginning. He wants you to hate someone so much to where you don't release God is calling you to release. Hallelujah. But you release and say everything that your father is calling you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You be obedient to your father, not to man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To the me, only to the people that God called you to be obedient to. Now, I want people to take that the wrong way, because people take stuff the wrong way. I might teach on that one day. I'm going to let the Spirit guide me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I thank you all for joining me today. Please, God, what is your action? What are your action answer? He's giving you the answer. He's telling you the answer to a question, statement, or a situation. He's showing you how to do it, knowing that you're not alone, that he's there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And break down different things. And I'm just so thankful for all that my Father is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. He's so amazing. And I'm so thankful to call him Father. So thankful to call Jesus my Lord and Savior. I'm just honored and humbled. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. So join me later on this week and pray and stay into your word, study your word, get to know who God is more, develop the relationship. You're never alone. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray even harder. Hug, love, my loves.